By Friday afternoon, we should have an idea of how the National Cabinet might further relax some of the restrictions around the country. But there's little sign that activities attracting large crowds, like theatre and musical performances, are going to be allowed anytime soon. It means arts organisations are under huge strain, among them Opera Australia, which has cancelled hundreds of shows, including its planned production of The Secret Garden, based on the classic children's book. But one of its smallest stars is still looking forward, as Zoe Daniel reports.
12-year-old Ava McInnes was about to step onto the big stage, having beaten thousands for the lead role of Mary Lennox in The Secret Garden. Instead, she's at home in Geelong, singing with her dad Joel.
Sorry that I couldn't get to you.
I was really excited. I was just filled with joy.
I would follow you.
Oh, we cried. No, we did, and all of the dreams had come true in that moment.
It was to be the first Australian production of the iconic musical in 25 years, with Anthony Warlow in the lead role and seasons planned in Sydney and Melbourne.
She should have a pony gallop across the moor.
Now it's one of almost 400 shows cancelled by Opera Australia.
You spend years putting a show together, and now it's about dismantling these productions.
Lyndon Ticini is Opera Australia's artistic director. The organisation is considering how it will survive in the lean times ahead.
We're the only opera company in the world where more than 50% of our total budget comes from the box office. Well, when we don't have any performances, we don't have any income from the box office, then that's a massive hit. And so we have to be very creative about what we do in the future.
It's a conundrum facing large and small organisations that can't plan shows amid the uncertainty and can't predict whether people will be confident to attend performances even after restrictions are relaxed.
And they play coconut, 1, 2, 3.
Joel McInnes is a children's entertainer, and his daughter has now joined the band, which has taken all of its performances online, attracting audiences in the millions. However, the band has no live gigs booked, even into 2021.
Every person in our society wants to be entertained. They want to be taken away on a magical journey and have that time to just switch off from their everyday lives. So that'll always be there, and that's why the arts industry will come through.
Ava McInnes agrees.
Yeah, I was really disappointed, but I mean, there's nothing really I can do about it, so I just got to look forward.
I need a place to spend the day.
She's still pursuing her dreams, even in isolation.
I can take my pen and draw the girl I mean to be.
12-year-old Ava McInnes there, ending that report from Zoe Daniel.